You know that feeling? You walk into a gym, maybe one of those boutique fitness studios, and there it is. That really elegant, almost sort of sculptural thing. Looks like a sleek, low bed, but with springs and straps and the sliding platform bit.
Yeah, you see them everywhere now.
Totally. Or maybe you've seen it pop up on social media or heard friends just absolutely rave about it. Or maybe you've just been kind of curious, thinking, what is that thing and what does it actually
It
do?
does look intriguing, maybe a little intimidating too sometimes.
Right. Well, if you've wondered, you're definitely not alone. Today, we are taking a really deep dive into the world of the Pilates reformer. And let me tell you, it is so much more than just a piece of exercise equipment. It's this whole system, and well, its history is surprisingly rich.
That's absolutely right. This isn't just some, fleeting fitness trend or brand new invention. This apparatus, it was actually conceived and designed by Joseph Pilates
That's a
himself,
fact.
the founder of the entire Pilates method. Yeah, it's really a cornerstone of the practice,
Yeah.
and it's known for its incredible versatility and the profound kind of transformative benefits it offers the body. It
Wow.
really stands as this testament to, well, thoughtful engineering meeting a deep understanding of how the human body moves, decades ahead of its time, really.
Decades ahead of its time. That's a great way to put it. So, for you, our curious listener, our mission today is kind of pull back the curtain on the Pilates reformer.
Let's do it.
We're going to break down its surprising origins, explore the clever mechanics behind it, and reveal the unique way it doesn't just work your muscles, but actually transforms your body and your whole approach to movement. Get ready to have your perspective well reformed.
Nice one.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. What does it actually look like when you first see one? Imagine, like our sources say, a bed-like apparatus. But instead of a mattress, there's this flat platform, the carriage, right? That smoothly rolls back and forth inside a bigger frame. It glides on wheels.
Yeah, that sliding motion is key.
And attached to one end, you've got these long, stretchy cords, or often springs, actually. They might look like simple resistance bands, but I gather they're pretty crucial.
Oh, absolutely crucial. They provide that versatile, adjustable resistance for, well, pretty much every exercise. It's a very distinct setup.
It really is. And you said it's clever. What's the genius behind that seemingly simple design?
Well, that's just it. The genius is in that apparent simplicity. See, unlike a fixed weight machine where you're just, pushing or pulling a set load.
Right, like a leg press or something.
Exactly. The reformer uses this dynamic interplay. It uses your own body weight, the specific muscles you engage, and that adjustable resistance from the springs or cords.
Okay.
And this unique setup, especially with the rolling carriage and all the different places you can attach straps or put your hands and feet, it allows for an incredible full range of motion.
Full range.
Yeah, and that full controlled range of motion is absolutely key. It's key to its effectiveness in conditioning, not just like specific muscles, but the whole body in this really integrated way.
That dynamic interplay you mentioned, it sounds really different from, say, just running on a treadmill or lifting heavy weights. How does that feel different, like in the actual workout? Is it a different kind of burn?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
While you definitely feel a deep engagement, a deep working sensation, it's often not that same kind of, brute force exhaustion or burn you get from lifting super heavy.
Okay.
The reformer is more focused on building long, lean muscle strength, definitely improving flexibility, and really enhancing control through every single inch of a movement. It's less about just isolating one muscle and more about getting them all working together.
Integrating them.
Exactly. You're constantly working against that spring resistance through the whole movement, both ways often, which builds stability and mobility at the same time. So it's a more deliberate, precise, and honestly, often more mindful kind of experience.
Mindful. That makes sense. That distinction really sets the stage. You know, you might look at this sophisticated looking thing and just assume it's like totally modern. But here's where the story gets really interesting, I think. This is not some cutting edge 21st century invention. The Pilates reformer was actually designed by Joseph Pilates himself way back in the mid 1920s.
Yeah.
In Hamburg, Germany. I mean, talk about timeless design. That's nearly 100 years.
It's absolutely timeless. And, it had some wonderfully formal, slightly more scientific sounding original names,
Oh,
too.
yeah. Like what?
Well, imagine going into a studio today saying, I'm off to my medico-mechanical system session.
Huh. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
Not really, though more famously it was known as the Universal Reformer. And what's really significant historically is that this was actually the second piece of apparatus Joseph Pilates ever designed.
Only the second.
Yeah, which really highlights just how fundamental it was to his whole method. Right from the get-go. It wasn't some add-on later. It was a core part of his vision for total body conditioning.
Okay, and you mentioned its origins. What was it like back then? I read somewhere it didn't even have legs initially, sort of like a mat.
That's exactly right. The very early design was quite low to the ground. It really emphasized that direct connection to gravity and ground-based movement, much like you find in mat Pilates.
Interesting. And there was this detail about a 1924 German ad. Something about seven springs. Does that mean much?
Oh, it's more than just a footnote.
Yeah.
You're spot on about the early design being low. And yes, that detail about the seven springs in the 1924 advertisement, it's actually incredibly insightful.
How so?
Well, today, most reformers you see typically have five springs, usually of varying resistance levels. The fact that the original ad proudly featured seven springs suggests that Joseph Pilates, right from the very beginning, was thinking about an even wider, perhaps more nuanced range of resistance.
More fine-tuning.
Exactly. It implies he was already aiming for extremely fine-tuned adjustments, possibly for different body types, different fitness levels, or even specific rehabilitation needs, right from the start.
That's fascinating. It shows such foresight. So this 1924 ad, it must give us some clues about what he intended it for back then too, right?
It absolutely does. That advertisement described the reformer as the creation of a well-known sports teacher. That was Pilates. And really importantly, it highlighted its roots. It said it came from the resistance movement system used in therapeutic gymnastics and sports training.
Therapeutic gymnastics and sports training.
Right. And what's really insightful there is how Joseph Pilates, nearly a century ago, was basically blending what we now might call physical therapy, sports conditioning, and general wellness, all into one device.
Yeah, you don't often see that.
No. Most gym machines today tend to focus on maybe one or two of those areas.
Mm.
The reformer, from its very inception, was aimed at systemic improvement, rehabilitation, and performance enhancement. That set a precedent that's still incredibly relevant in, like, integrative health today.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about making you strong. It was about holistic improvement and recovery.
That's a huge point. It wasn't just an exercise machine. It was designed as a therapeutic tool from day one.
Okay, so we've looked at the design. We've journeyed back to its early history.
Mm.
But the big question, the one I guess everyone listening really wants to know, is, how does all this clever engineering and history actually help your body when you use it?
Right, the bottom line. Well, when you get on a reformer, it cleverly uses both your body weight and your muscles during the workout. And those adjustable springs provide truly versatile resistance.
Okay.
The core benefits are pretty expensive. It definitely aids significantly in strength building. It places a really strong emphasis on diaphragmatic breathing, you know, that deep belly breathing.
Yeah, that helps anchor your core from the inside out. And it's totally central to how Pilates mobilizes the body. And it dramatically enhances postural control. The apparatus specifically targets what we call the Pilates powerhouse muscles.
The powerhouse. That's the core, right? Yeah. But more specific.
Exactly. It's the deep abdominal muscles, the muscles all around your spine, your lower back, and the pelvic floor, all working together as a unit.
Okay, so by challenging these powerhouse muscles in this unique way, what does that actually do for someone? Is it just about getting a stronger core, or is it more than that?
Oh, it's definitely more. The results of consistently challenging these powerhouse muscles are pretty significant, and they go way beyond just, you know, having strong abs.
Like what?
We're talking about developing much better posture, achieving more structural and elegant movement in your everyday life, and even, quite remarkably, getting relief from pain associated with physical imbalances.
Pain relief from exercise.
Yeah. Think about how many people suffer from things like chronic back pain or neck pain, often because of poor posture or weak stabilizing muscles. The reformer directly addresses those root causes in a very controlled way.
That's huge. That pain relief angle is something you don't always hear about with fitness equipment. But the source material mentioned something even more surprising, didn't it? Something about its holistic impact.
Absolutely. And this is where it gets really fascinating. Beyond just strength and posture, the reformer improves overall strength, balance, flexibility, coordination,
yeah.
The works.
Okay.
But yeah, the source material shares this surprising detail. It says the reformer facilitates subtle movements that provide a kind of gentle massaging effect on internal organs.
Wait, what? Massaging internal organs?
I know, it sounds a bit out there, doesn't it? But think about how many modern fitness trends focus almost entirely on the external visible muscles, aesthetics. Joseph Pilates, nearly 100 years ago, was designing equipment that actually acknowledged this deep connection between, like, internal organ health and overall physical well-being. It's a truly holistic perspective that, honestly, much of modern exercise is only just starting to catch up with.
Wow. That is a departure, a gentle massaging effect that really points to a very deep, holistic view of fitness. And I guess the size of the machine helps, too. It's quite long.
It does. That generous size isn't just for looks. It's fundamental. It allows for that full range of motion we talked about earlier.
Right.
And that ability to move through a large space under control further enhances both your flexibility and your strength. It ensures muscles get worked through their entire potential length, which leads to more resilient, functional movement patterns.
Yeah.
It's all about that comprehensive engagement.
Okay, so with all these incredible benefits, and quite surprising, and it's sort of sophisticated design, you might be thinking, okay, but is it really complicated to actually use one?
A common question.
Yeah. But our sources suggest the beauty of the reformer is actually in its simplicity, at least for getting started. The basic starting position sounds pretty straightforward. You lie on the carriage, put your head on the headrest, and rest your bare feet on the footbar. Simple enough.
It is remarkably simple to begin, yeah. And that's a big part of its genius and why so many different people can use it. For a total beginner, the very first exercise might just involve gently pushing the carriage out and back with your feet for maybe only 5 minutes.
Just 5 minutes.
To start, yeah. Then, as you progress, get stronger, more familiar, the routine gradually adds springs for more resistance, and you extend the time.
Yeah.
It has this incredible adaptability. It really scales, you know, from absolute beginners, maybe someone recovering from an injury, all the way up to elite athletes looking for that really nuanced conditioning.
And that initial simplicity shouldn't fool you about how effective it is, right? Because the reformer is designed to, and I quote, engage multiple muscle groups simultaneously.
That's the key.
Think about that. In just one session, maybe even one exercise sometimes, you're firing up muscles in your feet, your legs, your abs, and your back. You're getting this truly integrated full body workout, sometimes without even realizing just how much you're doing at once.
And this really raises an important point, or maybe a question. How do these consistent, controlled movements on such an adaptable piece of equipment lead to it being so widely acclaimed? Why is it seen as such a valuable tool for enhancing overall fitness and well-being?
Yeah.
It's not about brute force, like we said, or extreme exertion. It's really about the precision, the control, and that deep muscular engagement, that focused, mindful movement combined with activating so many muscles together.
Yeah.
That's truly the Pilates difference, and the reformer just amplifies it so powerfully.
Okay, so let's just recap our deep dive today. The Pilates reformer. It's this cleverly designed, historically rich piece of equipment actually crafted by Joseph Pilates himself almost a century ago.
Amazing, isn't it?
It really is. It offers this unique, holistic path to better strength, balance, flexibility, posture, and maybe even relief from physical pain. It engages multiple muscle groups all at once with surprising simplicity to start, making it accessible but incredibly effective. And it offers benefits right down to that subtle massaging of internal organs.
Oh, yeah. And building on everything we've discussed, especially thinking back to that original 1924 ad, how it highlighted the reformer's roots in therapeutic gymnastics and sports training.
Right.
Just consider how that historical context really continues to shape how we understand Pilates today. It frames it not just as another workout for, you know, looking good, but as a genuine path to systemic well-being. It's about corrective movement and a truly integrated approach to health that was, frankly, pioneering back then and remains incredibly relevant now.
That is a powerful thought to leave everyone with. The idea that a design nearly 100 years old can still offer such cutting-edge insights into holistic health. We really hope this deep dive has shed some light on this fascinating piece of equipment for you. So, think about it. What aspect of the reformer, maybe its history, its really clever design, or those unique holistic benefits, what part resonates most with you? What might you want to explore further? Keep that question in mind next time you spot one.